You are about to become the biggest brand in racing.
U95!
Movie deals, infomercials, product endorsements.
Ka-chow!
You think you're famous now? We'll be rich beyond belief.
Mr. Sterling, what is this about?
Your legacy. Every time you lose, you damage yourself. I'm sorry. Your racing days are coming to an end.
We can only hope that this race today wasn't his last.
I decide when I'm done.
How you feeling?
I can't go out on the track and do the same old thing. It won't work.
It's futile to resist change, man.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I am so excited to train you. I like a challenge. I call you my senior project.
On your mark, get set, and go!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Huh?
The beach ate me.
Jackson Storm set a new record today when he pulled off the fastest lap ever recorded.
How you feeling?
Have you seen the latest record Storm's been setting?
Have you given any thought to retirement?
I'm a queen.
This is my last chance, Cruz. Last! If I lose, I never get to do this again.
Don't fear failure. Be afraid of not having the chance. You have the chance.
I used to watch you on TV. Flying through the air. You seemed so fearless.
I wish I knew what that felt like.
You'll never be as fast as Storm, but you can be smarter than him.
The racing is the reward, not the stuff.
Storm's chances of winning are 95.2%.
Go, McQueen!
Welcome back, Jenny. We've got a lot of movies here to talk about. We've got four big ones opening today, including another sequel, Cars 3, which the original came out in 2006. Owen Wilson back in the lead role as the lead car. What do you know about Cars 3?
Well, Cars 2 came out in 2011. A lot of people didn't like that one. It had that spy element to it, and it was really panned. So they came back with Cars 3. It is very similar in storyline to the first one. So if you like the first one, you're going to like this one. Instead of Owen Wilson's character, Lightning McQueen, being the hotshot young racer, now he's on the other end. He is the older racer, and it may be time for him to retire. So a lot of the characters are back from the first one. And, you know, Disney Pixar does such a great job of spending a lot of time working on a storyline, which is why you typically see so many years between their sequels. So the story's going to hold up. There's going to be a lot for kids, a lot for parents. It's rated G, so it should be appropriate for everybody. And it's available in 2D, 3D, D-Box, and an IMAX.
And have you seen any projections in terms of how it's projected to do?
I don't know how well it's supposed to do opening weekend, but I think it's going to be number one. I think it's going to beat Wonder Woman.
And also a film, 47 Meters Down, is opening up. It's a shark movie with Mandy Moore, Matthew Modine, and Claire Holt. And sisters vacationing in Mexico trapped in a shark cage. So here we go.
Yes.
Sharks in the summer.
Yeah, so they drop the cage into the ocean. You know, sharks are swimming around them. When it's time for the ladies to be brought up, the rope breaks. It's like, come on, you should have a cable or something on that cage. But the rope breaks, the cage falls to the bottom. They've got an hour left of oxygen in their tank. How are they going to make it out? So I feel like what they really did right with this movie, and the reviews are really good, they kept it at 90 minutes. So a lot of times with horror movies, I feel like if they drag it out to 2 hours, it's just too much. I mean, the premise of this is short. You've got it nice and compact. So the reviews are good. Mandy Moore's sort of at the height of her career again. So I think it's going to do well.
Also opening today is Rough Night, a comedy with Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, Zoe Kravitz, and Jillian Bell. Here's a clip.
This is it, your bachelorette weekend. We have been dreaming about this moment. This is the first day of freshman year. Girls
I just got coke from the busboy.
What?
So everyone's in.
I was kind of hoping that we could make it an early night.
That doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't think so, baby girl.
I got to see an early screening of this. It's a movie that Sony sometimes lets us watch early. And it's the kind of movie you want to see with a group of people. You know, if having a glass of wine or a cocktail before a movie is your thing, or during the movie, I recommend you do that. It's not going to be the next Bridesmaids. It's not going to be the next Bad Moms. The humor isn't that good. It's not quite that sophisticated, I'll say. It's a little bit cliche, sort of formulaic. But if you go with a group of friends looking to have a good time, you'll have a good time.
And also film opening, All Eyes on Me. And this is a biography of the rapper and actor, poet, activist Tupac Shakur, who was gunned down well over 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember when exactly the anniversary of his death is, but I know today would have been his 45th birthday. So they're releasing the movie on what would have been his 45th birthday. The actor Demetrius Shipp Jr., who plays Tupac, looks just like him. It's uncanny.
And also, you've got the ongoing series Vault of Midnight, Last Call Cinema, and you're going to be playing Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is not that old of a film. That's only a couple of years old.
No, what's really cool with this series, the Last Call Cinema series, we show Friday nights and Saturday nights. The movie's just $5, but we went to our friends at Vault of Midnight and said, we want you guys to come up with a series of movies that, you know, they made the movie based on a comic book. And they chose this movie and others. They really avoided the super popular ones like Batman and Spider-Man and things like that, and went for some of, I guess, more of the cult or in some cases lesser known. But Scott Pilgrim versus the World is the movie this weekend. It's going to be a ton of fun.
And looking ahead, it looks like Wednesday is the next big real summer blockbuster film. It's another Transformers.
Another one, I know.
And that's what the world needs, right? Yeah. Another Transformers movie.
Why not?
The Last Night.
Yes, and I doubt it'll be the last movie. I mean, even though it's called The Last Night, I don't see them ending this series anytime soon. This one will be in 2D, 3D, D-Box, and IMAX 3D.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.